We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
And she said, every symptom's come back on me. I'm worse than I ever was. Can you help me? I said, sure I can. I said, see, you was healed by a special manifestation that was initiated by the Spirit of God in the life of this evangelist, New Testament evangelist, you see. And thank God for that. But now then, after you got back on your own, back home, you see, Satan took advantage of what you didn't know to begin to put the symptoms back on you. Instead of you resisting it, you accepted it. Well, what can I do? I said, just get in these day Bible teachings, same like we've been teaching here this week. And she and two other ladies would just follow us from city to city. And when we left up there, she said to me, Brother Hagin, Sister Hagin, she said, I'm completely healed. Every symptom has disappeared, and this time I got it on my own faith, and I know how to keep it, I know how to hold it, but she said, I'll tell you something else, I know how to go out and get others healed too.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin with his classic teaching, Healing, How to Receive It, How to Keep It.
One way that this healing that belongs to us can be appropriated is by the laying on of hands. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them to believe, they'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Praise God. And so we'll lay our hands upon the sick in a few moments, the conclusion of this service, that they may be healed. Now then, I want to spend the last few moments today of this message talking about why healing is lost. I've had people to say to me, I felt perfectly well for several days after you prayed for me, after you laid hands on me. Then all the symptoms have come back, and I just been in hell almost ever since then. Can you tell me what is the difficulty? Well, yes, thank God I can. It's very easy. You see, it's very simple. You received healing through another's faith. Sometimes folks receive healing because of a mass faith. You can take a big crowd together and everybody believe in God, and it's easy to believe. Or sometimes through a special manifestation of the Holy Spirit, through gifts of the Spirit, gifts of healings and so on, you see. But then, when you get back on your own, you're really on your own. Amen. I remember when we were preaching in Upper New York State, 5 years ago, for Full Gospel Bending Men in some seminars, a Methodist lady said to my wife and I, she said, you know, Brother Hagin, the doctors here in Upper New York State, they sent me down to New York City, and I spent 5 weeks in the hospital down there. They couldn't decide what was wrong with me, and said after 5 weeks, the doctor said, well, we've got some good news for you and bad news for you. Most of it's bad. The good news is at least we found out what's the matter with you. The bad news is that it's incurable. Then they went on to explain to her, and she gave us the name of it. I'd never heard of it. But said, in all of the history of medical science, there's only 8 or 9 people in the world that's ever had this. There is no cure for it. Now, we don't know how long you live. It's according to how it progresses, you see. We can keep you on certain medication. It might help you some, but we'll guarantee you this one thing. Within 10 years, you'll be dead. Well, that's not very good news from a woman that's probably 37 years old, you know. Then 10 years, she's going to be dead at the most and could die beforehand. So she said, somebody told me about those wonderful meetings over there in Pittsburgh, you know, of Catherine Kuhlman. So I went over. And the very first time I went, Spirit of God operating in her ministry, you know, after she'd preached, suddenly said, she pointed right over my way and said, there's a lady over here that's got a very rare disease. In fact, medical science said only 8 or 9 people, you know, just told her exactly, have ever had this. And she said, I was instantly healed. In fact, I went right back to the same specialist. They run every test they can run on me and couldn't find it. It all disappeared. They said, we don't understand, but it's gone. It's gone. And she said, for months, I never felt any better in my life. But she said to my wife and I haven't told my husband yet, but every symptom's come back on me. Since she and her husband both had been filled with the Holy Ghost in full gospel circles, full gospel businessmen's meetings. And she said, every symptom's come back on me. I'm worse than I ever was. Can you help me? I said, sure I can. I said, see, you was healed by a special manifestation that was initiated by the Spirit of God in the life of this evangelist, New Testament evangelist, you see. And thank God for that. But now then, after you got back on your own, back home, you see, Satan took advantage of what you didn't know to begin to put the symptoms back on you. Instead of you resisting it, you accepted it. Well, what can I do? I said, just get in these day Bible teachings, same like we've been teaching here this week. And she and two other ladies would just follow us from city to city. And when we left up there, she said to me, Brother Hagin, Sister Hagin, she said, I'm completely healed. Every symptom has disappeared. And this time I got it on my own faith, and I know how to keep it. I know how to hold it. But she said, I'll tell you something else. I know how to go out and get others healed too. Praise God forevermore, you see. Now, I saw that happening in my own meeting way back in 1950, 51, 52. And in 1952, I changed my ministry. You see, after the Lord had appeared to me in 1950 in that vision that we refer to, you see, and laid the finger of his right hand upon each one of my hands, said, I've anointed you, called you, and anointed you, and given you a special anointed minister to the sick. Now, I cannot spend a lot of time preaching or teaching in the daytime, omit that day teaching service, and spend my day praying, waiting on God, and talk more about these special manifestations and have more of them, and run a whole lot bigger crowds than what I run. And how more spectacular things happening at the moment, but it will not bring permanent results always. Because, you see, I would run longer meetings than some of the rest of them, and I'd have people that were totally deaf, perfectly healed, and because I'd run 3 weeks was short for me, and I'd run 4, 5, 6 weeks in one spot, while those same people that were crippled, I mean, just walked just as good as you could walk, come back within 2 weeks and couldn't walk. Deaf and dumb, come back in 2 weeks. I mean, just be around there for 2 or 3 services, talk to them. Everybody could see they're perfectly healed. And then they'd come back in a couple of weeks and lost it all. And I began to question them and to find out why, you see. Well, symptoms started coming back. And I said, yeah. And I'll tell you, the first thing you did when the first symptoms showed up in your body, you said, I thought I was healed. I guess I'm not. Yeah, that's exactly what I said. And I said, when you did that, you just opened the door and said, come on back in, Mr. Devil, put it back on me. And he obliged you. Well, now one fellow told me, though, yeah, but now, Brother Hagin, I believe if God ever does anything, it's always done. I said, you mean now if a fellow ever gets healed, then he's always healed? Yeah. And I said, and this fellow had lost his healing. I said to him, well, now, isn't that strange that the Lord Jesus Christ himself didn't know as much as you do? Because on the Isle of Patmos, he appeared to John and gave him a message to take to one of the churches in Asia Minor. And part of the message was, hold fast to that which thou hast. Hold fast. That means hold on to what you've got. Common American slang, isn't it? Hold fast that which thou hast is the way it reads. Well, now, if once you get it, you've always got it. What do you want to hold fast to it for, then? Because there's an enemy arrayed against you that's going to do his best to rob you if he can. Are you still out there? Amen. Amen. That's why. And so this man I was talking about, you see, had lost his healing. And he is saying, well, maybe I wasn't healed to begin with. I said, well, how long did you go without any symptoms? He said, for 8 months. Never had any pain, nothing. He said, never felt any better. I said, before I laid hands on you in the name of Jesus 8 months ago, and for 8 months you were without pain, without symptoms, how many years did you have this disease? He said, 25 years. I said, was there any one single day in 25 years that you was without pain? Not one single day, he said. I had to take pain medicines every single day. I said, then I laid hands on you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you didn't take any pain medicine and had no pains and no symptoms for 8 months. That's right. Why, I said, dear brother, a 12-year-old kid with 1 eye and a half cents ought to know he's healed. Yeah, but I just thought if the Lord ever done it, well, it's always done. I said, how'd it come back on you? Well, he said, I felt pain first of all strike me in my arm. Then it went up into my back and then all over my body. And I said, yeah, and the minute you felt that pain after those 8 months of feeling none, you said, well, I thought the Lord healed me, but I guess he didn't. Yeah, that's exactly what I said, he said. I said, when you did that, you see, you opened the door and said, come on back in, Mr. Devil. So I talked to him a little bit about how to resist the devil. I said, now then, the next time the devil tries to put this back on, we're going to get you healed again now. And we did. Every symptom left him. Then I said, you just stand your ground and refuse to yield and say, no, Mr. Devil, you don't put that back on me. I'm healed. And I saw him years afterwards, and he was still healed. Praise God. I remember another gentleman there in Oklahoma, 72 years old. He could not walk by himself. Now, he was on a cane, but he could not walk with his cane without falling. He couldn't walk straight. He'd stagger around like a drunk man. And so somebody had to hold on to him. He'd been to the best specialists in the state of Oklahoma, the best doctors in the state. Something has happened, they said, to his balancing apparatus and so on. He's 72 years of age, nothing we can do about it. Said, really, he shouldn't be trying to walk. He's liable to fall and break his bones. And he just shouldn't do that. Really, he ought to just be in a wheelchair. And then secondly, he had on a hearing aid. By his own admission, he couldn't hear it thunder without the hearing aid. Thirdly, his daughter who brought him into the prayer line said he has severe prostate gland trouble. Doctor said he should have an operation, but his heart's in such a shape they can't put him to sleep. If they put him to sleep, he wouldn't wake up. And he's in such pain with the prostate gland that he had go into such pain that he'd go into convulsions. He said, I have to put a spoon in his mouth for him to clamp his teeth down on to keep him chewing his tongue. He was instantly healed. He could walk a straight line without a cane, without anybody assisting him. He heard a watch tick out of either ear. Stayed around because he had brought some distance into the meeting. Stayed 2 or 3 days and then left. 2 weeks later, he's back in the meeting, sitting in the second seat from the front. I got up to preach. I saw him sitting there leaning on his cane. I saw him with his hearing aid on. Before I ever preached my sermon, I said, isn't that the fellow that was healed 2 weeks ago here? For several days around here talking and all right? He didn't even hear me with his hearing aid on. Finally, his daughter spoke up and said, yes, Brother Hagin, this is he.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Mountain Moving Faith. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We have Rhema Spring College Weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That's April the 12th through the 14th right here on the Rhema USA campus.
You can go to rhema.org and find out all about it, register and all of that. It's a free event. You get to attend classes. You meet with the dean. You get a tour of the campus. There's a big worship night with the worship team. And then there's information about jobs and housing, and there's a fun night.
Absolutely.
There's all kinds of things happening. And so if you want to know something about Rhema Bible College, just go and sign up and come on and be out here with us on April 12th through the 14th, right here, Friday through the Sunday.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his classic teaching, Healing, How to Receive It, How to Keep It. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.